MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 6, 2025. The Great Pumpkin weighs over 2,500 pounds at the Topsfield Fair, and the Newburyport City Council is going to consider hiring a special counsel. Sunny near 80, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11 a.m. and 11:24 p.m. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, the Topsfield Fair recorded the largest pumpkin in its history, weighing 2,507 pounds, to take first place at the 41st annual Giant Pumpkin Weigh-Off, breaking both the fair's and the state of Connecticut's record. Alex Noel of Abington, Connecticut, who has participated in the competition for the past 25 years, took home $10,525 in winnings for his giant pumpkin, which has been growing for 98 days. Matt Petrie writes in the Newburyport Daily News, the Newburyport City Council will consider hiring a special counsel to look into matters at the former Kmart site on Story Avenue, while also seeking to change the city's code of ordinances in the wake of recent personnel appointment drama when it meets next Tuesday. The council will vote on hiring a lawyer for an independent opinion on whether the Board of Water and Sewer Commissioners had the authority to forego a $1.5 million sewer betterment and privilege fee in October 2024 to help a developer build affordable housing at the old Port Plaza Kmart. The bill, submitted by Ward 5 councilor and mayoral candidate Jim McCauley, states that there are concerns about that vote. After some discussion on the remaining unassessed projects and without considering the equity for all abutters in previous betterment and privilege fee payers, water commissioners voted to reduce the privilege fee to $452,000, according to the bill. More news after this break.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Sophia Harris reports on itemlive.com. As Salem braces for another busy Halloween season, Marblehead businesses are extending a warm and quieter welcome to their neighbors. The spooky city welcomes more than 1 million visitors each October. Salem actually set a record last year with approximately 1,040,600 visitors, an 8.6% increase from October of 2023. An influx of visitors can leave residents scrambling to find a parking spot, a dinner reservation, or space to browse in their favorite shops. More than 20 local shops and restaurants in Marblehead have joined forces to offer 10% off for Salem residents throughout October, hoping to provide a respite from the city's seasonal crowds. Salem residents must show their ID to receive the discount. And Stephen Hagen writes in Gloucester Times, in Rockport, after more than 25 years serving the police department as an officer, Gregory George is moving up. George was recently promoted to sergeant. He was pinned by his wife, Terry George, during a ceremony Thursday, which also recognized George for his years of community service. His promotion was effective Wednesday, October 1. He will now serve as a supervisor on the 4 p.m. to midnight shift and will continue to provide field training to new officers. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, in weekend high school football, Beverly handed Danvers its first loss of the season when the Panthers edged the Falcons 28-27, stopping Danvers late in the game, attempting to make a two-point touchdown conversion. Danny Pierce threw two touchdown passes for the Panthers and passed for a total of 131 yards. Gloucester remained unbeaten with a record of 5-0 with a 33-0 win over Salem. The Fishermen were led by 3 touchdown runs from Jalen Severino, and he rushed for 110 yards in the game. Amesbury improved to 4-0 with a 52-8 win over Linfield. North Reading is also perfect at 4-0 following its 49-21 win over Triton. Masconomet, now 4-1, beat Peabody 41-6 behind 4 touchdown pass catches by Liam Ginley. Quarterback Drew Gustafson threw for 170 yards for Masco. Endicott College football previously beat the unbeaten University of New England 53-14 Saturday afternoon in Beverly. The Gulls forced 5 turnovers and rushed for 348 yards. The Gulls are now at 4-1, 2-0 in league play. Peabody's Shea Lynch threw a touchdown pass and also passed for 87 yards in the game. The Patriots beat the Bills 23-20 in Buffalo last night on the strength of a late-game field goal by Andy Borregalis. Patriots play this Sunday in New Orleans against the Saints. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.